Summer's not quite here yet, but the first of the big summer blockbuster movies is making its debut tonight. At the stroke of midnight, The Avengers will debut. It's already been a huge hit in 39 other countries around the world where it opened last week, but tonight it's us here in the U.S. And joining us this morning to tell us whether it's worth spending your money on is Travis Hobson of PunchDrunkCritics.com. Hey, Travis.
Hey, Bill, how are you doing?
Okay. Is this kind of the all-star game for superheroes? It seems like they've got all the guys who had hit movies of their own, they're dumping them into one big movie now.
Yeah, it is. And this movie's been a long time coming, especially for if you've been a comic book fan, you've been waiting for a moment like this probably all your life to see all these heroes set on one stage. But yeah, they've been developing this since 2008's Iron Man, ever since that first moment when Nick Fury came walking on stage, on screen, you knew they were building towards something like this. So this is a really big deal.
So we got Iron Man and Thor and Captain America, and who am I leaving out here?
You got the Hulk, played by Mark Ruffalo this time. You got Scarlett Johansson as the Black Widow. Mm-hmm. You've got Jeremy Renner, who I think is in about seven franchises all by himself. he's in there as Hawkeye. So you've got a lot of people here.
Honest to goodness, blockbuster or just another summer movie?
This, I think, might be the one big summer comic book movie that will not just meet expectations but surpass them. I'm waiting for The Dark Knight Rises like everybody else, but I think our expectations for it are so meteoric at this point that it can never possibly reach them. The Avengers, on the other hand, I think a lot of us just kind of wanted it to be a huge, fun, action-y popcorn flick, and that's exactly what it is. But it's also extremely smart and very funny, thanks to Joss Whedon's script. This is an excellent film. I think it's the best superhero movie we've seen in a very long time.
Well, I was just going to ask, what distinguishes it from all the other superheroes? It seems like each summer now we get a couple of them. What distinguishes it from all the others we've had in recent years?
I guess the celebrity cast is one part of it, but I think it's a film that doesn't take itself too seriously. The Dark Knight Rises, the Batman movies are extremely grim. This movie is just a lot of fun, and it aims to just be a lot of fun. You know, it's not it doesn't
bordering on camp
too much.
Does it get to the campy stage, or is it not quite that far?
When you see some of the interactions between the Hulk and, say, Thor, it does get very, very campy. And that's sort of a Joss Whedon trademark. He's had that. He's done that with Buffy and things like that. And I've always said that nobody can blend humor and still keep really, really high stakes and kind of blend those two things together better than Joss Whedon can. And he does it here. I mean, there are some very dire threats going on in this movie, but he finds plenty of time to mix in some humor.
Should we assume that this is just kind of the first in what will likely be a series of these movies?
Yeah, they're already developing the next one. This one will lead right into Iron Man 3, which is coming out, I think, in a year or so. And then they're going to set the stage for the next film.
So I guess the nice thing is they can start.
I have to tell your listeners to make sure they hang around for the closing credits if they want a glimpse at what's in store for the next film.
And real quick, before we let you go, after the Avengers get off the stage, what's next for the big summer blockbusters coming our way?
You're really looking forward to The Amazing Spider-Man is one. Prometheus, which is the sort of alien prequel thing from Ridley Scott. And, of course, The Dark Knight Rises. Those are the big three for this summer.
All superhero things.
Well, not Prometheus. It's more science fiction. But people have been waiting so long for this movie, you know, and there have been such mystery surrounding Prometheus that, you know, it's kind of turned into a thing in itself. You don't know what to expect from it.
Expect a lot of money at ticket booths all over the country is what you expect, I guess. Thanks, Travis Hobson of PunchDrunkCritics.com.